Well, good morning. Happy Mom's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Right? This morning, I've got a sermon that's a little different. I thought rather than preaching at the moms and to the moms and around the moms, I thought I'd preach to the kids for the sake of mom. Okay? And what I have today is a message that's geared to three age levels, from 0 to 6 years old, and then from 7 to 12 year olds, and then from 13 and up, teenagers primarily and young adults. So that's who I'm really aiming this message at today, and I'm going to ask for some help from the children in just a moment. But before we go too much further, I need prayer. So I'm going to pray, because this is kind of ad lib a little bit, but so I need the Spirit to direct me and all of us here today. So let's pray. Father, I thank you that we can meet here today and to honor our moms and to bless each other with the Word of God, and especially challenge the kids among us today with the Scripture. So Lord, we all have a role to play in our homes. And may we understand what our place is, what our responsibility is, and may we be faithful to live it out before you. So Jesus, we need your help today. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit right now and empower us all with your Spirit and your Word to live faithfully for you. So Jesus, speak to us this morning and bless us abundantly. In Christ's name, amen. So this morning, I have three commands that are geared to the three different age levels, three duties that each of us have as a role to play in our families. So the first thing I'd like to do is invite children from infant to 6 years old. And if I need a parent, preferably a dad, maybe, to come up front with the little ones. But I'd like you to come and sit in the chairs. If there's not enough chairs, we've got a couple more, or you can sit on the floor. But I'd like the little ones to come. You can sit in a chair, Dad. So this is, and if we need another chair, we can put another chair out. Why don't you set up another chair, and this little girl can sit in the chair. Just plop it right down there. If she's willing to go. All right. So. What's that? We had an escapee? Oh, we got another mom coming with a little one. Come right down. There we go. That's how we do it. Yeah. And I do have sermon note inserts for the other adult who's out there taking notes, or the teenager, or the whoever. Okay. So the first thing, this Mother's Day message is a challenge to our children. And I want to start with a command that is given to kids and to the smallest ones in the house. And it's right out of the Bible, but small children are to obey parents. Okay, and that means small children are to obey mom. Now, we get this from God, because the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Okay? And so that's where we get the idea of obey. Now, that word, obey, whoops. Yeah, I guess this is working. Okay. The word, I'm trying to juggle three things here. But yeah, I can see that. Andy's doing a better job than me at the moment. Okay, the word for obey, now, it means hear and respond. Or you listen and you do it. So, okay, isn't that, that's hard for all of us, I think. But listen, kids, the moment you're spoken to is the moment you're supposed to react. Now, let me ask you a question. When you hear somebody knock on the door at your house, what's the first thing you do? Anybody?
Hi.
You hear somebody knock on your door, what do you do, Roxy?
Come in.
You let them right in because, because you're very welcoming and loving. The first thing we do when we hear a knock on the door is respond to it. Either we go and hide, or we go and see who's at the door. But the point is, the moment you hear the sound is the moment you do something. Okay? And it's like when the phone goes off, and we got all kinds of ringers around. The first thing you do, typically, is just look at it. Do I want to answer that or not? But you respond. The point is you hear a sound and you respond. You do something. You act. Now, here's why this is important. Like, come on. Here we go. Kids, God wants you to obey Mom the first time she says something to you. Okay? Now, let me tell you, that's a hard thing, but Mom wants you to obey her the first time she asks you to do something. In fact, God is wanting that from you. That's really what that word means. Children, obey your parents. You listen and you do it immediately. And that is a battle. But it is something that God has called you to do. Now, there's two qualifications for that in the Bible, because that Ephesians 6:1 verse says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And that means you need to do it with the Lord's help, and you do it according to the Lord's will. So you want to do it in the way that will honor the Lord. And the other qualification there is we get from the other verse that I have for the, a parallel account, Colossians 3:20, which says, children, be obedient to your parents in all things. In fact, be obedient to your parents in everything is the way the NIV actually translates that. So, you, now listen, you really don't have an option. If Mom tells you to do something, you don't get, you don't have the option of refusing her or trying to do something else. We've got a stray here, but it's okay. So what you don't want to do, actually, what your heart wants you to do, but you shouldn't do, is disobey, okay? But instead, you're to obey your parents in all things in the Lord. Now, why do you think God would want you to obey Mom instantly? Why does God require what I've dubbed first-time obedience? Why do you think he might do that? Any idea? Because I've got two reasons from the Bible. So let me just give them to you. The first reason is because it is right. It is right to do this. Okay, it is God's will for you to hear and instantly obey. That is your role in the home. Now, and that leads us to the second reason, which is this pleases the Lord. If you do what's right, because it's God's will, you will be pleasing to God. Now, I've got a lot of competition here today, but I have a story for you that I got two things. I got a story and I've got a game. So first I want to tell you a story to show you how important first-time obedience is. And it's a short story, but here it is. A missionary was on the field, and he was in a jungle region, and a friend came to visit him. And the friend came and met him, and he started introducing his family. And he went outside, and he noticed his boy was over under a tree right near the wood line of the jungle. And he said, "That's my boy over there." And then all of a sudden, the missionary said, "Son, drop to your knees." And the boy instantly fell on his knees. And he said, "Son, crawl towards me." And the son crawled on all fours towards him. And then he said, "Son, get up and run." And he got up and ran. And the visitor was very impressed with, "Boy, your son is sure obedient." And the missionary said, "Well, look, take a careful look at that tree. You see that? What looks like a branch hanging down? That is actually a deadly, poisonous snake. And if my son had not listened to me instantly, he may have been bitten and may have died." So, first time obedience. You know, sometimes we don't know why Dad and Mom are asking us to do something, but we should just do it right away because they have your best interest in mind, right? They really care for you. So, now I have a brief game. And the game, how many of you, I don't know, these guys are pretty small, but how many of you have ever played Simon Says? You know what that is? I've got one. I got two. Okay, Simon Says, and you say, "Simon Says, do this," and you do it, right? Well, we're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to do Mommy Says. Okay? Are you ready to play Mommy Says? Okay, Mommy Says, stand up. Yeah, he wants to stand up. Mommy Says, sit down. That's fine, you can sit on the floor, it doesn't matter. Mommy Says, jump up and down. Twirl around. Oh, I didn't say Mommy Says. Okay, Mommy Says, stand up. Mommy Says, put your right hand up. Yeah, the other right. Okay, there we go. Okay, put it down. Oh, I didn't say Mommy Says. Okay, just. Okay, ready? Mommy Says, look up to God. Mommy Says, I want a hug. Come hug me. Go hug Mom. Go ahead. Mommy Says, hug me. Go hug her. And you're dismissed. Thank you. Well, I got the big kids hanging out. They don't want to leave. But I do want to transition. I want to have 7-year-olds up to 12-year-olds come up here. No, you don't have to. Because they're... Now, here's an important point. They are older and they are smarter, right? So come on up, kids. You are older and you are smarter. So that means you have a little more responsibility in your house. Now, let me just say, from 7 years old up to 12 years old, you also are responsible to hear and obey. Okay, first time obedience still applies. Whatever mom or dad says, and they ask you to do something, that's the moment you do it. You hear and you do. Okay? Now, but I want to add something to that, because while small children are to hear and obey, older children are to honor parents. You're to honor your mother. Now, I'm going to tell you what that means. But first of all, I say you have to do this because God wants you to do it. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:2, honor your father and mother. And today it's Mother's Day. We want you to honor your mother. And the Bible also says, which is the first commandment with a promise. And I'll talk about that in just a moment. So, but here's an interesting thing that we find. The word for honor is different than the word obey, but this word means to give regard to, and high regard is the idea, or give a value to, or to prize. Now, do you value your mother? Do you? Yes. That's a yes. Right. Okay. Now, how do we value her? That word for honor in the Hebrew actually has the idea of weightiness. And it's a financial term. And I've got a set of scales up there. They're kind of blurred out there a little bit, but a set of scales. And you know, in commerce, one of the ways they bought and sold in Bible times is if you wanted a shekel worth of grain, you'd throw a shekel in one scale, and then you'd pour the grain on the other side until it balanced out. And that's how you had a shekel worth of grain. If you wanted 2 shekels worth, you put 2 shekels in and pour it in until it balanced out. And a lot of commerce was done in that way. So, the more money you put on one side shows you how much more valuable something is on the other. So here's what my challenge is to you guys today. To honor your mother, you want to heap honor onto that scale so that mom feels how valuable she really is. Okay, you want to pile it on. So, you show mom just how much you honor her by what you say and by what you do. Did you know that? By how you behave and by how you speak is how you show mom honor. Now, Jesus taught us. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So there's the principle. How much do you love Jesus? Well, how well are you obeying him? Because that mirrors how much you really love him. And 1 John 5:3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. They're not heavy. They're not hard. But I want to do it out of love and devotion for my Lord. So it applies to parents too, to mom. Her commandments are not burdensome. Her commandments are meant for to help you, to bless you, to give you a good life. Okay? You have to understand, mom has your best interest in mind. Do you believe that? Do you think she really cares about you? What do you think? Does she care about you? Yeah. Yeah, almost. Almost. Okay. She does. And I know you know she does. So, now honoring mother is so special that it comes with a promise. Did you know that? And here's the promise. Because here's what the scripture says. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. Now, what's the promise? The promise is actually twofold, but we see it in the next verse. If I can get this clicker to move. And here it is. Here's the promise. So that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Okay? Now let's break that down just a little bit. So that it may be well with you. It may be well with you inside, spiritually, in your heart. Okay? If you honor Mother with your words and your actions, it's going to be good for you spiritually. It's healthy for you inside. But here's another side to this. That it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. On the outside, you will be protected and you will live a long time. So, so it's the physical protection of you as a child. So when Mom says, don't play in the street because it's too busy today, too much traffic. She's saying that to protect you, to keep you from getting hurt. Or when you go hiking on a high mountain and a cliff area, and Mom says, stay away from the edge. Right? Yeah. Moms, have you ever had to say that before? Stay away from the edge. Don't get too close. Because she's looking out for your physical life. Or don't get in a car with a stranger. Okay, that's very important. Don't get in a car with a stranger. Well, when Mom says that to you, she's looking out for your life. Because if you choose to disobey in any one of those things, you could really put yourself in danger. And you might not live long on the earth, you see? So that's how that kind of works. So honoring Mother is so special, it involves that promise. Now, what you say or what you do can either honor Mom or it can dishonor Mom. And what God wants you to do is to always honor her and never dishonor her. So I've got a couple questions for you, starting with this one. What is your favorite thing about your mom? Who wants to say something? What's your favorite thing about your mom?
That they love us.
That she loves you. All right. Anybody else? A favorite thing about your mom? Anybody else dare to go? I could say that too about my mom. That's one of my favorite things about my mom. She loves me. Okay. The other favorite thing I have about my mom is she makes a mean apple pie. A great apple pie. Okay. Alex, do you want to say anything? No? Guys? No?
That my mom makes me stuff.
That your mom makes you stuff. All right, I like that. Right. Isabella? No? Okay. All right, too shy. Well, listen, everything that you say about your mom to encourage her is to honor her. Now, listen, but I do want to say this. You guys, you're older than the kids that were just out here, right? The young ones. And you're smarter. And you can not just obey instantly, but you can do more to honor your mother. Because you're old enough to say some things. You're old enough to say, please and thank you. Do you ever say, please, may I have a cookie or something? Do you ever say, please? Yes? What's that? Or you're welcome. Very good. Yes, that's very good. Thank you. You are welcome. Now, here's something I would like you to think about saying this week if you've never done it. Can I help you? How many of you ever said, can I help you to Mom? Sometimes, okay. Well, here's the challenge for you today and this week. I want you to go to Mom and say, can I help you? Because Mothers, would that honor you if your child came and said that to you? Can I help you? Sure it would. And one more. I love you. Right? You're old enough to be able to say to Mom, I love you. So right now, I want you to go to Mom and say, I love you. You're dismissed. Go ahead. Go say, go tell her. Now for the rough crowd. So how many teenagers want to come sit up here?
Every one of them.
No, okay. No, I'm not going to make you do that. Because I know.
I think they should.
That's called parent pressure. Well, that's where we're going with this. Okay, I'm not going to make you come, but if you're 13 to 20, just put your hand up. 13 to 20, okay? So there you are. Oh, there's so Kurt's in that area there. So 13. So I'm addressing primarily you and Kurt, I guess. But so... the third command, listen, the little ones are to hear and obey instantly. The older children are to hear and obey and honor mother. But you guys, you are older, you are smarter, and you are wiser. Okay? If you are listening to the Lord, you are wiser. So, if you have your Bible, you can look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. I do have the reference on the screen here. But teenagers are to respect older adults. Now, of course, that obviously includes your parents, because they're older than you. But really, it goes even broader to older people within the church or within the community. The Lord wants you to respect those who are older than you. And the verse that says that I have here, is 1 Peter 5:5. You younger men, let's say you younger people, you young adults, teenagers, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. Now, that word, be subject, is different from the word that we saw with the kids, akouo. I don't know why I can't get that to go. There we go. The word submit, hupotasso, by the way, the word for hear and obey is hupakouo. And this word is hupotasso. and let me give you the contrast, because this is kind of going to be significant. The contrast is this. The obedience that I talked with the little kids about, that is that unquestioning, immediate, expected response to a command. You hear it and you obey. You just do it. And you don't really question it, you just do it. And that word, hupakouo, is used in the Bible for children, for slaves, for soldiers. So the moment a soldier gets an order from up above, he instantly does it, and he doesn't question it. These people are always duty-bound to obey orders immediately or face some consequences. Now, on the other hand, this word for submission means to line up under someone really more voluntarily than duty-bound. It's a moral responsibility based on voluntary love and devotion rather than just immediate obedience. And in the scripture, this word is used for wives. Wives, be subject to your husbands. But it's also used right here in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, for young people. That word young means new, fresh, referring to people who are young, since they're contrasted with elders, old people, or at least older than you. Now, here's what's important. So submission is a little different than obedience. At some point, I think I put this in your notes, at some point in growing up, a child must exchange sheer first-time obedience for loving submission. Okay? A transformation has to happen. Parents, there will come a transition time in training your kids. When they must, or when we must, change our method of leading them. When they're young, we lead them by our authority. We just make them do what they're told to do. And what we say goes, and first-time obedience is the standard and what's expected. But when they become teenagers, you start at 13 and up, maybe even 12 sometimes, but 13 and up, we must learn to lead them by the power of our godly influence, our example, our willingness to treat them now more in a relational way and in a rational way, where we talk and communicate and reason with them. They can reason now. They're thinking. Ideally, as parents, we want to see our teenagers and up come to us for advice. Wouldn't that be nice if our teenagers actually turned to us and asked for some help or some input and advice? What's that? Well, that's part of the warning I'm about to give. Because you see, here's what's dangerous with this exchange. Because how often does this exchange go from first-time obedience to loving submission? Here's what often happens. First-time obedience to outright rebellion. That tends to happen more often than the other. But you guys are older, you're smarter, and you're wiser. Because you're going to listen to God and do what he says, I hope, I trust. That's my prayer. That's your mom's prayer, too. Now, Peter says submission to older adults is accomplished through humility. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. All of you, that really includes all of us, doesn't it? Everybody. But especially for young people who sometimes think that they know more than mom or dad. And I remember those days for me when I thought I was smarter than my dad and I knew more. Well, watch out. That's a trap that we can fall into. But listen, don't get too haughty about yourself and think, well, my parents are crazy. They don't know anything compared to what I know. Be careful, because look what God says. He's opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Clothe yourselves with humility, so that you do not become prideful and think you've got it all figured out. So, how do we show respect to others? So, teenagers, now I'm going to ask you, how do you show respect to those who are older than you? What are some ways that you can do it? Any ideas? Before I start calling on names, how can you show respect to those who are older than you? Flo, is that a suggestion? I've really put you on the spot, haven't I? But listen, you guys are older, smarter, and wiser, so is that true? How do you show respect? Kate's shaking her head. No, that's not true. Any ideas before I give you mine? Jasmine? How do you show respect to those who are older than you? She's not sure. She's kind of... Obey. Okay, well, that is true. To do what your folks ask you to do, okay? But here's what I'm suggesting with submission, coming under that rank. It's placing yourself under a rank that God has set up for the home. And there's a ranking in the home, right? Christ is head of the home. The husband is head of the family. The wife is over the kids. And the older siblings help the younger siblings. I mean, that's the way God has set it up. So what's a little different there is you can talk with mom about the obedience and reason it out some. And parents, be ready to answer the why questions. Okay, and reason it out. All right, here's my list. Ready, kids? Teens? Young adults? If you see an older person standing when everybody else is seated, why don't you surrender your seat so the older one can sit? Isn't that nice? It's polite. Opening a door for an elderly person. That's courteous. How about letting them go first in line? If you're at the grocery store or somewhere and you see an elderly person, just help them out. Sometimes saying Mr. and Mrs. to them, it's a courteous thing to do. But here's maybe the most important thing in the body of Christ. Why not listen to those who are older? Why not show them respect? Because look what the Bible says. I think I put this in your notes, the reference anyway. But look what Leviticus 19:32 says. You shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged, and you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. Rise up, honor them. Show them respect. Give them your attention. Now, if you look about this congregation, we have some gray-headed people here. And we have some white-headed people here. And yes, we do have some less hair people here. I once had hair. Now it's, I tell people I've got a lot more beach and a lot less wave. Okay, but here's the point. The gray-headed among us, the white-haired people, these are the wisdom people in this church. You would be wise, teenagers, to give your ear over to a wisdom person because they have much more experience in life than you do at this moment. And you know what? Sometimes they can give you some advice of pain or painful, hurtful thing that they went through so that you don't have to go through it yourself, and you can avoid some heartache along the way. So, listen, that's how you can show respect, okay? So, teenagers, now you know how you can show some respect, all right? Okay, I got one more thing to end this today. I don't know why this clicker is so slow, but you know what? We're all children of God, right? If you're a Christian today, if you know Jesus, you are a child of God. You've been born into the family of God. So, guess what? As children of God, we are obligated to do these same three commands. If I can get up here, I'm going to switch to this one. Yes. Obey Jesus Christ. And obey him the first time. Why do we drag our feet? Why do we put up a fuss? Why do we hesitate? Obey Jesus Christ. First time obedience is what Jesus would really expect. honor God the Father. When do I honor God the Father? All the time. With my whole life. You know, that's the same word, same command. Respect God. And let me add there, respect God and one another. And we do that submissively, humbly before one another. And so that's the key point of this sermon. Obey, honor, respect. When it comes to our relationship with God, we're his children, we're to do all those things. When it comes to our roles in the home, well, kids, you've heard your role for this week. Now, let me just ask you, mothers, if your children were to truly obey you, first-time obedience, and honor you by saying please and thank you and can I help you, and if mothers, if your teenager were to respect you by saying, hey, mom, I need some advice, would you be blessed? Would you be honored? Then why don't we honor our mothers this week, not just this week, but the whole year, doing these kinds of things. All right? I do have an extra study there. You can go home and read Genesis chapter 22. Read the whole chapter, but especially verses 2 and 3, Abraham models obedience for us. And I've got a little bit of that on that sheet there today. Father God, we are grateful. We are thankful. We rejoice in our relationship to you. Jesus, may we obey you all the time immediately. God the Father, may we honor you in everything we do. And Lord, may we respect you, and may we show respect to one another in the body of Christ. So, Lord, help us with these duties. And let our children, our smallest children, react in first-time obedience. May our older young kids honor mom by verbalizing things to her and acting in a good way. And may our teenagers just show the respect that older people deserve. So, Lord, we thank you for your call in our lives today. Bless all these mothers and bless our families. In Jesus' name.